seemed to be less guilt-inducing for teens than facing a parent who feels rejected after a request to live in the other home. Is conflict a good result? No. Is conflict the lesser of two evils for the adolescent? Yes. Show your children that you're emotionally strong enough to listen to their needs, even if it means a loss for you. Unquestionably, some teens threaten to live in the other home as a way of gaining power. "Fine, I'll just go live with Mom," is a great trump card to a parent who fears losing another battle to an ex-spouse. Parents cannot afford to be manipulated by a teen's threats. If you find yourself in this situation, seek outside help immediately. You will need help deciding how to respond. In all the aforementioned circumstances, consider the individual growth needs of your teenagers. Be considerate of adolescents' strivings for independence, and don't force them to give up their social life to bond with new family members. Be discerning about adolescents' desire to live in the other home, and let them know that you would entertain a conversation about such a change if ever they desire it. Undoubtedly, watching them go will tear open your heart. But this isn't about you, remember? It's all about the kids. Some important reminders for co-parents. 1. Unless systematic parental alienation is taking place, you will never lose your children's affections. So relax about the bonds they are making with stepfamily members in the other home. Blood is very, very thick,